Aspira Alani is one of three former Philadelphia school district-run high schools that was turned over to a charter operator in 2011 in an attempt to improve student outcomes. In becoming a Renaissance charter, the school shed at least half of its staff, and all faculty lost union privileges.
As stakeholders, we deserve a voice when key decisions are made.
That's Ellen Pearson, a third-year civics teacher at Aspira Alani, who's been part of a push to bring the union back to the school.
The policies and procedures and processes that they decide on affect us and they affect our students, and we just want to be basically in the room when discussions about those policies happen.
She laments a recent Aspira policy that says that teachers can be fired or disciplined for remarks they make about the school on social media, past, present, or future.
Basically, they're trying to restrict staff members' opportunity to interact with each other in the building during the day and also to interact with each other and with the public even after hours on our own time.
Aspira did not return a request for comment in time for this story. Since becoming a charter school, there are slightly fewer violent incidents at Alani and state standardized test scores are up significantly. Geometry teacher Chris Bishop says despite those advances, without union protections, there's a climate of fear at the school.
If people are going to not be asked back next year, you need to have a reason for that. Even if we all agree that that teacher shouldn't be back, there needs to be some sort of a protocol, a due process that you need to follow. And not having that is pretty scary.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.